I'm Mary Cummings, Jordan, WHYY News. Good morning. The Eagles' improbable season continues with a trip to Super Bowl 52. The team defied all expectations by crushing the Vikings last night, 38-7. They'll be heading to Minnesota for a rematch against the Patriots, who beat the Eagles the last time they reached the Super Bowl back in 2005. WHYY's Shai Ben-Yaakov took in the game with fans outside Lincoln Financial Field.
Eagles games don't start at kickoff. They don't even start in the parking lot outside the stadium. No, they usually start somewhere underground, in the Broad Street subway, often with this chant. It would be echoed many more times before the game got underway last night. But even on a train full of fans, expectations for this game were tempered. Marissa Ewer from Philadelphia wasn't exactly brimming with confidence for the team, or for her fellow fans' ability to restrain themselves.
I hope they win for the sake of Philadelphia.
It's like a tentative prediction. It's like, okay.
So I don't get hurt, I hope they win.
Nearly every analyst gave this one to the Vikings. Coming into the game, they had the number one defense in football and an offense that, while piloted by a backup quarterback, just shocked the nation with a miraculous win on the final play of their last game against the New Orleans Saints. Nevertheless, there was plenty of early celebration in the parking lot outside Lincoln Financial Field, and plenty of confidence, though most fans expected a low score.
I think the Eagles are going to win 20-7.
Okay, all right. So
they're not going to be able to score on the Eagles' defense.
It'll be close.
17-16.
I think it's going to be a good defensive battle. I see the Eagles winning this. 17-13.
The Vikings struck first, scoring a touchdown on their opening drive. But an interception by Eagles cornerback Patrick Robinson put the Birds on the board. From there, things got ugly. The Eagles scored two more touchdowns and a field goal by the end of the first half. With a comfortable lead, fans started to relax during halftime.
The Eagles are winning. How else am I supposed to feel? I'm feeling fantastic.
That's when I caught up with 24-year-old Elijah Delgadillo, who was watching the game from outside Xfinity Live, the entertainment venue where many fans without tickets went to watch on large TV screens.
How are you feeling about the game right now?
Oh, dude, I can't even explain it. This is amazing right now. Oh, my God.
Emotions up and down.
Up and down, dude. Crazy. I mean, we're going to the Super Bowl. There's no way around it. We're going to the Super Bowl of Falls, baby.
Elijah and I watched as the Eagles piled on another touchdown to widen the gap to 31-7. He could hardly contain himself.
This is a dream come true, and it's not even over.
It's not over yet. Can't celebrate over yet, but we're getting there.
It's not over. We score one more touchdown, it's a wrap. Oh, my God.
And another touchdown came just a few minutes later.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. This is the most amazing feeling I've felt almost all my life.
Fans leaving the stadium echoed Elijah's feelings of joy and a bit of disbelief. The Eagles had just done the impossible. With everyone predicting their demise, they'd clawed their way back to football's biggest stage. And fans celebrated the way they usually do, with a chant. Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.